if the problem is big and we can undermine the problem by thinking it is small, what can we do about it? There are two distinct things. I mentioned also that there's a real problem and there's a perception of the problem. And the perception can go wrong in both ways. Sometimes we may exaggerate the problem, making it bigger than what it needs to be. And sometimes we may downplay the problem. The point is that the mind tricks us in different ways. So yes, there are many situations when we just downplay the problem too much. But today, in today's situation, anxiety, as I said, and anxiety is often caused because we exaggerate the problem. So I did say in the beginning, fear is a good thing. Fear is not the problem. That means there is acknowledgement, there is a danger and I have to deal with this danger. So in that sense, we do acknowledge there is a real problem. So now if our the specific problem, see, the whole topic of the seminar was dealing with anxiety. So then we are talking here about somebody who doesn't take enough responsibility, who doesn't worry when there is reason to worry also, who doesn't commit oneself. That's a different problem and that requires a different strategy for dealing with. So in that case, the mind has to be trained to contemplate the importance of things. So for example, if this particular thing, why is it important for me? You think, well, this is what will lead to this. This is what will lead to this. So when we contemplate the consequences, when we contemplate the not just the consequences, but the consequentiality, why something is important, then things are just right. So we may have to do that. So if we are downplaying certain problems, just like a person has a disease, and a doctor tells you, you have to take this medicine morning, afternoon, evening. If you don't take it, your disease is going to worsen. So sometimes when a patient, depending on the patient's disposition, the doctor has to respond appropriately. That if the patient is very fearful, then the doctor has to tell, no, don't worry, we have good medicine, and if you just take this medicine regularly, it will cure you. If the patient is very flippant, nothing is wrong with me, then the doctor has to take another approach. This is a serious problem. You know, this can go wrong. This can happen. This can happen. If you don't take this, the doctor may have to give a grim prognosis in order to induce seriousness for taking the treatment. So, the purpose in both cases of the doctor is the same, to treat the patient. But the process the doctor uses may be different depending on the disposition of the patient. So if our problem in a specific situation is that we are taking things too lightly, then it is like, then there's a part of us which has to become like a doctor and remind us ourselves that is really consequential and I have to take it seriously. So in general, the situation is when we reflect it, why is this important for me? Why is this a serious problem which needs to be dealt with? Write it down. And then revisit it periodically whenever we start taking the problem frivolously. That way we can have the adequate gravity when dealing with the problem.
Don't seem like then again it depends upon the perception of